When I was a child, my imaginary friends were the wind and the trees outside of my childhood home. I would sit outside and I would talk to these imaginary friends and would listen closely as a gust of wind rustled the trees and branches. I would talk about my worries, my secrets, my joys, and I would be certain that the sudden gust of leaves was encouragement from the wise old tree in my front yard. I felt like I could communicate with the trees, that I was just that connected to nature. Now, I know now that while trees do not speak English, trees actually do have a way of communicating with each other through their root system. Did you know this? It is a process called mycorrhizal networks, where fungi on the roots of the tree cause filaments that interconnect between the different root systems. Through these networks, trees are able to actually communicate with each other about dangers, be it disease or animals or other threats that are happening elsewhere in the forest. This was a discovery which changed the way that we understand forests entirely. That trees are not actually hundreds of separate entities existing parallel to one another, but each deeply interdependent and able to communicate needs for their own survival. How easy it is in our modern world to forget the lessons of the trees, that we are all interconnected and interdependent. Nothing and no one exists in a vacuum. In fact, we all need one another to survive. As Unitarian Universalists, our values encourage us to make decisions as individuals and as congregations, keeping this in mind. We want to believe to be a beloved community here in our church, supporting and loving one another through the hard times, and striving for a world that we will leave better than we found it. We, as individuals and as an institution, are part of a larger interdependent web of creation. For many of us, this church is the place we turn to for support and guidance when navigating these trying times of our world. We have the power to make change as an individual, but the truth is that we can do more together than we can do alone. As a church, we can support each other through crises. We can stand up against injustice, and we can support those in our community who need our help the most. We identify the needs of others, whether it be the members of our church or outside of the community, and we share our resources. In fact, sharing is actually another lesson that we learned from the trees. Those mycorrhizal networks of fungi, which allow trees to communicate, also allow for trees to share excess resources that are essential to trees and other areas of the forest. Exactly. Thank you. Yes. Through studies, scientists were able to observe that if only one tree was given a resource, it would share the excess of that resource through the networks to all of the other trees who needed it. Therefore, generosity is such a crucial part of nature that even the trees do it. They automatically share what they have to make sure that all of the other trees around them can survive and thrive. Now, I have witnessed the firsthand the ways that this church lives into generosity, be it through our caring tree team, or social justice efforts, or just the welcoming nature of our coffee hour after church. We want to be there for one another to support those in the greater community. And in order to do this work, however, our church needs to be able to have what it needs first. Right now, in our metaphorical forest, the tree that is James Reeb Unitarian Universalist Church needs us to share our resources towards its roots. Our church is lacking the financial and volunteer support it needs to be able to sustain our ministry for our community, both within and outside of these walls. Today, our church needs the support of all of us, members and friends, to grow. Now, the challenges of maintaining a church are not unique to just us or even just UUs. The entire ecosystem of churches is exploring how to keep their churches open and thriving. And our building stewardship team here at REAP has been working hard to be the stewards of this for us, assessing along with the Board of Trustees the need of the congregation and how we can meet those needs. So today, those folks will join me at the pulpit to share more about our community's needs, all of their efforts so far, and how we can lead with love through this time. So I invite them forward now to the pulpit.
Hello. My name is still David Loth, and I serve as a member of the stewardship team. Together, our team would like to share with you today our strengths and our needs as a congregation, as well as how all of you can help. Our congregation is strong and resilient. We have survived a pandemic, a completely closed building, reimagined programming, and several staff transitions. We have continued to be a voice for justice, a guide for spiritual growth, and a community of fun and fellowship. Your Board of Trustees is preparing an operating budget to support our continued vitality in the next fiscal year, which runs from July of 2024 through June of 2025. Currently, that budget is projecting a $20,000 shortfall between our projected income and our most basic expenses. Additional pledging above that $20,000 goal would allow us to raise staff compensation to the levels suggested by UUA guidelines. It would allow us to support the UUA at our fair share level, and it would replenish our reserves. If we do not raise at least an additional $20,000 in pledge income, the 2024-25 budget will likely have to include cuts. We also anticipate that we will end the current fiscal year, ending in June 2024, with a shortfall between our income and our expenses. This will likely be an additional $10,000 shortfall. Some of that was expected as part of the deficit budget that was passed by the congregation last year, and some is due to the fact that the pledge income we now anticipate receiving this year is down from the prior year. We are not alone in these challenges. Many UU and other congregations are facing them as well. In our case, the causes have to do with member life transitions and the ongoing disruptive impact of the pandemic. The use of reserves helped us balance several previous budgets. So we invite you to be part of our congregation's continued ability to offer high-quality live music, youth religious education, pastoral care, justice leadership, and more by increasing your pledge. Our most recent budget planned for approximately $215,000 in expenses, about 92% of which was covered by the generous pledges of approximately 70 households. We recognize that not everyone can increase their pledge or perhaps even maintain it at current levels. Everyone at REAP is welcomed, loved, and respected, regardless of their financial contribution to the congregation. We also know that other members do have the financial capacity to increase their pledges. We hope that you will be as generous as you can to help support our beloved community through the many different opportunities available, from time to talent to treasure. We know how strong this community is, and we believe that we can continue to flourish as a place to grow our souls and heal the world.
Thank you, David. Hi, my name is Tom McClintock, and my pronouns are he and him. And I'm on the stewardship team as well and have been a board member for almost 4 years and lead the building stewardship team as well. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about with you about my perspective on supporting REEB with time, talent, and especially during our pledge drive, treasure. As many of you know, for the past 9 years, I've been involved in coordinating REEB Rave, our annual fundraising auction and dinner party that is put on in November. For me, this has been a great way to volunteer for a very fun event that brings the community together to socialize, dress up in costumes, show off our talents, and perform. And if any of you saw me participate in the Staying Alive dance last year, you would know that everyone is welcome to participate, regardless of their ability. But very importantly, we raise a lot of money for REEB. This is possible because so many people volunteer to help set up and decorate, help with food preparation, donate items and services, pay for the dinner, and spend their treasure bidding generously on the auction. The benefits of volunteering and purchasing items and services donated by community members is a very tangible thing. We are willing to pay outrageous prices for live auction desserts because it's fun. We get immediate gratification in eating and sharing these incredibly delicious items. And we know that all that money is going to a good cause. I especially like all the services offered that bring REEB friends and members together throughout the following year at dinner parties, wildflower walks, arts and sports lessons, bonfires, brunches, pet sitting, the list goes on and on. I like to think of REEB Rave as an example of what amazing benefits we receive through our giving or stewardship of REEB.